Ezra's Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Yutes in Maseches Yuma. Our daf is going to discuss the preparation of the Kohen Gadol for Yom HaKippurim, particularly the day before Yom HaKippurim, Erev Yom HaKippurim. It's going to discuss the halachas of Chafina, which we're going to explain about the Haktorah. Our daf is going to get involved in the exact location of the different lishkas that the Kohen inhabits on Yom HaKippurim. That will involve the Gemara to the many different lishkas that were in the Beis HaMikdash. We will delineate quite a few of them. Our Mishnah on the bottom, Yud Ches Amud Beis, and the Gemara on Yud Ches Amud Beis will discuss the pain of the Zakein revolving around the decline of the status of the Kohen Gadol and the Gadlus of the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara will elaborate on the Mishnah's understanding of this. The Gemara then will dramatize the decline, which often culminated in the death of the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then we will have a new Mishnah that will discuss on the night of Yom HaKippurim how the Chachamim would try to keep the Kohen Gadol awake so that he does not come to Tumas Keri. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Yud Ches Amud Beis, Zok Deheilige Mishnah. The Ziknei Bezdin would give him over to the Ziknei Kahuna Ve'elu Beis Avtinos, and they took him to a room called the Beis Avtinos, where they would make the Ketores. Our Gemara will describe that they will teach the Kohen Gadol how to go through the Avoda with the Ketores Vishpiu, and they made him make a Shavua V'Nifteru. The Gemara will elaborate what the Shavua is, v'holcholam, and then they would go, v'amrulam, and they would say to him the following. This would include the Shavua. Ishi Kohen Gadol, our man, the Kohen Gadol, anu shulchei bezen v'ata shulcheinu. You are our messengers, and we are shulchei bezen. Mashpiyanu anu alecha. We force you to make a Shavua. B'misha shichein shmoi b'bayi says that, by the one whose Shechina rests in this house, shlo tishana dover mikol masha amarnu lecha, that you won't change anything. The Gemara will elaborate that during the Tzedukim's time, the Tzedukim began to change as they grabbed a hold of the high priesthood. They began to change the Avoda as described by Chazal. Hu parishu b'ycha v'hein parishu n'bychen. He turned away and cried, and they turned away and cried. The Gemara will explain what exactly would motivate them to cry. Imha yechacham, if he was a chacham, so then on Erev Yom HaKippurim Doresh, then he would say shir, if you will. He would discuss and be ma'ayin with the others that came in the halacha of Yom HaKippurim. V'imlav talmidei chacham darshan lefanav, and if not, if he wasn't, then the talmidei chacham would be darish for him. V'imragu likrois kare, and if he knew how to read, even if he wasn't able to be darish, he would be kare. V'imlav karen lefanav, and if not, they would read in front of him. U'bameh karen lefanav, and what would they read? Be'iov, u'be'ezra, u'bedirei hayamim. The Zekanim would read in front of him Iyov, Ezra, and Divrei Yomim. Zechariah ben Kabutul Oimer, Pa'amim Harbe, Karis Lefana B'Daniel. There are many times that I read in front of him Sefer Daniel. I heard from Rav Neman Sal Shlita that it could very well be that Zechariah ben Kabutul reported specifically reading Sefer Daniel, because Daniel is written in Aramaic. It could be that the situation had gotten so bad that the Kohanim Gedolim did not even know Lashon Kodesh. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the Gemara on top of Yutes 7 Alf Tanai. Lilamdoi Chafina. What did they bring him to the Beis Avtinos for? To teach him and avoid the call Chafina. Chafina is described by the Gemara on Mem Zayin Amibes as avoid the Kosher Shevet Mikdash. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was a very specific way in which the Ketores was supposed to be brought. It involved the coin's palms, the thumbs. It was not an easy avoda at all. We're going to get to it much later on in our Masechta. And that was something that required training and expertise. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa says, Shtei lishkas hayilo l'kayin gadol. There were two lishkas for the Kohen Gadol. Achas lishkas parhedrin, v'achas lishkas beis avtinos. One was the lishkas beis parhedrin, the other lishkas beis avtinos. They were in different locations. Achas b'tzafim v'achas b'darim. One was in the north, and the other it was in the south. The snan, as we learned in a Mishnah, The Mishnah appears in Midos. Vav Lishkas Hayibazara. There were six different Lishkas in the Azara of the Migdash. Gimel Betzafim and Gimel Bedarim, three north, three south. Shebedarim, on the south, Lishkas Hamelach. Lishkas HaParva, Lishkas HaMadich. And the Gemara spells out what took place in these Lishkas. Lishkas HaMelech, Shesham HaYinois NeMelech LeKarbon. Over there, they would put the Melech for the carbon. Lishkas HaParva, Shesham HaYimolchen Oros Kodshim. That there they would salt, not for the carbon, but rather they would salt the hides. Valgaga, and on the roof of the Lishkas HaParva, there is a big discussion, why was it called Parva? Which will appear later on in our Maseches on Daf Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. Leaving that aside, whatever the meaning behind the name, on its roof, Hoisabes Tefila LeKohen Gadol BeYom HaKippurim. That was where the Kohen Gadol did his Tefila on Yom HaKippurim. Lishkas HaMadichin, we mentioned also that there was a Lishkas HaMadichin. Shama Yomadichin Kirvei Kachim. There they would wash out the intestines for Kachim. Umishamis Mesiba Oila, there were these rounded steps, and as they would, the steps would go in a circular type of fashion, Lagag Beis HaParva, to the roof of the Beis HaParva. All these were in the south. Gimel Shebet Safin, the three in the north, Lishkas HaEitz, you could see these in your diagram if you're looking at the Hamasifta Gemara. Now in the north, you have the Lishka of wood, which we've discussed earlier in our Masechta, Lishkas HaGoyla, the Lishka that was named after those who came up from the Goyla to the Beis HaMikdash, and Lishkas HaGazis. What were their purposes? Lishkas HaEitz, Amar Blaza Ben Yaakov, Shechachti Mayhoysa Mishameshes. Blaza Ben Yaakov, as we mentioned previously in the Masechta, was of the opinion that there was a purpose, but he had forgotten it. Abishol, on the other hand, says, Lishkas Kohen Gadol Haisa. It was actually the Lishka for the Kohen Gadol, and it was actually behind the Lishkas HaGoyla and the Lishkas HaGazis, Rashi explains, Vigag Shloshton Shava, and the roof of all three were of equal height. In other words, you were able to walk from one roof to the next. Lishkas HaGoyla, in the second white line, Shom HaYibar, there was a pit over there. HaGoyla, and it was called the Bar HaGoyla because it was dug from the people who had come up. Vagalgal Nosanamav, and there was a wheel, if you will, maybe a better word in English would be a pulley, that was put on it. Umisham maspikim mayim b'chol azar, and that's where they accessed water for the entire azar. Lishkas HaGazis, one of the most important places in the Beis HaMikdash. Sham haisa Sanhedrin shal Yisrael yoshevis v'dana. That's where the Sanhedrin sat and judged Klal Yisrael. However, over here, the Gemara chooses to elucidate that the Kohanim would sit specifically in this Lishka to be done as HaKohanim, to judge the Kohanim, in other words, to decide which Kohanim can do Avoda and which cannot. Umishim's about apostle, and the one who was apostle, HaYilovesh Shchorim, he would wear black to designate that he was apostle, Umisativ Shchorim, and wrap his head in black, V'yotze V'holichla, and he would leave. We learned that there was one of them in the south. Disnan, as we learned in a Mishnah, Shiva Sha'arim Hayu Bazar. There were seven gates in the Azar. Gimel Betzafim, Gimel Dar, three north, three south. Ve'echad Mizrach, one in the east. Shebedarim. The ones in the south that we mentioned that there were three of them. Shar Hatlaka, almost called the Shar HaDlaka, Sheni Lois Shar HaKarbin, Shlishi Lois Shar HaMayim, Shebe Mizrach, in the east, the entrance to the Migdash, Shar Nikanar, Ushte Lishkos HaYisham, and there were two Lishkos next to Shar Nikanar. See the entrance in the diagram to the Azara, and they had two Lishkos right next to it, Achas B'Yimono V'Achas B'Yismalo, one on the right, one on the left, Achas Lishkos Pinchas, one was called the Lishka of Pinchas. One was the area where the clothing of the Kohen Gadol was inspected and provided for. It was called Pinchas HaMelabish. The Rush is quoted as saying that the reason it was called Pinchas is the first Melabish, his name was Pinchas, and ever since then, every subsequent one who was in charge of the Levishas Kohen Gadol was called Pinchas HaMelabish. V'achas Lishkas Osei Chavitin. And the other Lishka, right on abutting the Shar Nikanor, was the area where they made the Minchas Chavitin. Shebetzofen in the north, Shar Nitzotz. There was a shar that was known as Nitzotz. There was the Beis HaNitzotz that was built on top of it, as a Mishnah that we're about to quote mentions. The rays of the sun that are Nitzotzios would constantly reflect of the Beis HaNitzotz, hence Nitzotzios and the name. The way it was built like a portico. And there was an attic on top, as we mentioned. That's where the Kohanim guarded the Migdash Milamala from above. Levim Milamata. And Levim from the Shlefnime Menu, and inside of it, Hechil. The Hechil, of course, we mentioned in yesterday's daf, was the area that was the border between Kedushas HaMikdash and the rest of the Harabayis. The next Shar up there in the north, Shenilo, was the Shar HaKorban. Shlishilo, Shar Beis HaMoked, the Beis HaMoked, which had the area that the Kohanim used to prepare and sleep in, as described in the beginning of Meseches Tamid. The Gemara now continues to discuss the usage of the different lishkos by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. V'tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chamesh Tefilas, V'asari Kedushin Tovel Kohen Gadol, U'mekadesh Bo Bayom. There was 10 washings of the Kohen Gadol, which are called Kedoshin, 5 Tefilos that he did. V'kulam B'kodesh, all of it was done in the area of Kedusha, V'amei V'nyavin, in contrast to the Tefila of a Kohen who was a Balkeri, which was done outside of the Migdash. V'kulam B'kodesh Al-Gag Beis HaParva. Chutz Mizu, except for 1, Shehoisa B'chol, which was done in an area that did not have Kedusha as HaMigdash, Al-Gag Beis Shar HaMayim, and it was done on the top of the Shar HaMayim. Ubitzad Lishka Sohaisa, and it was done on the side of his Lishka, V'lo Yodana, and we're not sure which Lishka we're talking about. Ilishkas Beis HaParhedrin, which we mentioned, is Bitzafon. Lishkas Beis Avtinus Bidarm, and Lishkas Beis Avtinus was in the south. Oh, Lishkas Beis Avtinus Bitzafon, Lishkas Parhedrin Bidarm. So it's clear that he did, on top of the Beis HaParva, all of the avodas except the one that was done al gabei shar hamayim, and shar hamayim is next to his lishka, which then means that the kohen's lishka was on the southern side because the shar hamayim was on the southern side. However, what we're not clear in is whether the lishkas parhedrin was in the north and lishkas beis avtinus was in the south, or the lishkas beis avtinus was in the north and the lishkas parhedrin was in the south. The Gemara speculates umistabra, and it's logical, Lishkas Parhedrin Bedarim Havoy, that the Lishkas Parhedrin was actually in the south. My time. The Gemara now bases its analysis on the Avoda every day of the 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, the daily schedule of the Kohen Gadol. So Maktim Koi, he would wake up in the morning, Umeisach Es Raglov, and he would wash his feet. In other words, he would get up. And what would he do first? Let's make a cheshbon, says the Gemara. Fitavol, he would go to the mikvah. V'azol Tzafon, and he would then go to the north. V'gamar Chafina, and he would practice the Chafina that's done in the Kachi Kadashim. V'azol the Beis HaMikdash, then he would go into the Beis HaMikdash itself. V'avid Avoida, he would do the Avoida Kula Yama. L'bahad Panya, in the evening, Madiale V'hadar Azul L'darim, he would then go back to the south. V'tavol, he would again go to the mikvah v'nayach, and then he would go to sleep. And that's smooth. However, di amet lishkas parhedrin b'tzafon. But if you can say lishkas parhedrin, where the kohen resided, was north, then we got a problem. Makdim koi, he would get up. Umeisach raglav v'azal adarm, and then he's going to go to the south v'dafil and do tvila. V'gomer chafina, and then learn chafina. V'azal beis hamikdash, he would go to beis hamikdash. V'avid avoid the kula yoma, and he would do the avod the entire day. Lahadi panya mado aleh. So in the evening, they would sprinkle. We didn't translate this previous time we'd read it. They would sprinkle on him the efer para haduma, as we had discussed earlier in the perek. V'hadar azal adaram. Now this is the critical part. He's got to go all the way back to the south. V'tavel uboy me'eder mezel etzafen umenich, and then he's got to go back north to lishkas parhedrin, because at this juncture we're assuming lishkas parhedrin is north. So he's going all the way across the azara to the south, and then back north. Why would that be? Umitarch metarchina leikule. Hi, would we make the kohen gadol be matriach in such elaborate way? Says the Gemara, yes. Alama lo matrichin alay tfei. We want to be matrich the Kohen Gadol more. Di tzeduki u lifrish. We want to discourage the people who aren't sincere about being Kohen Gadol. So if they know it's really hard work, then they won't become Kohanim Gedolim. Inami says the Gemara, shelo tzuach dai tolav. In order that he should not be mesiach das, he should not stop thinking in a modest way, and he should not think like a Baal Gaiva. So if we don't spoil him, he's less likely to think in terms of a Baal Gaiva. Dilo temahachi, because if that would not be so, that we didn't put the Lishkas Parhedrin dafka to be matriach, the Kohen Gadol, nitarvayu, navdinu litarvayu bahadi adadi, they should put the two Lishkas next to each other. And for that matter, why do you even need two lishkas? One for him to learn the chafina as described in our Mishnah, and the other, the lishkas parhedrin. Inami tiskele bechada should all be done in one lishka. Must be that we want to make him work. We want to make the Kohen Gadol work hard. Our Mishnah told us, and we continue three lines from the bottom. Va'amrlo ishi Kohen Gadol, they would say to the Kohen Gadol that we are shluchei bezdin, you are our shliach, and we're making you swear not to change any of the service of Yom Kippurim. Says the Gemara, Leim Davat Yufta to Rav Huna Bred Yehoshua. This is a question on Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yehoshua. Dam Rav Huna Bred Yehoshua, Hani Kohani Shluchei D'Rachmana Ninu. That we don't consider the Shluchim of Bezdim, but we consider them the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a fascinating question of what constitutes the role of the Kohen Gadol. Are they emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or are they emissaries of Klal Yisrael? If we're going to say that they're the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael, how could it be that they're the Shluchim of Klal Yisrael? In Shlichus, the general rule is, you can make a Shliach only for something that you can do, not something you can't do. Hence, the Yisraelim can't make the Kohanim their Shluchim if they themselves, as Mishalchim, as the Mishaleach, you can't do it, then you can't create a Shliach. If that's so then the Kohanim are Shluchei D'Rachmana, they're the Shluchim of the Torah, the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hachi Karmelei, so rather we amend the Mishnah, Mashpi'in Anu Alecha Al Datenu Al Das Bez, we are the emissaries vis-a-vis causing you to take a shua. U'mashpi'in anu alecha, al-pidatenu, al-pidas bezin. Bezin has, of course, the power to create a shua. We are the emissaries of bezin to force you to make a shua, but not that you are our shluchim, because the Kohanim are shluchei d'rachmana, not shliach bezin. The Mishnah describes something tragic. Hu parishu bochim, hein parishinu bochim. The painful episode that we were afraid that these Kohanim were tzedukim. It says the Gemara, "Hu parshu bochev." What was the reason he cried? Shechashduhu tzeduki, because they were afraid that he was a tzeduki. V'hein parshu bochev, and they cried. Amr Mishum and Levi, "Kol chasher b'ksherim loike begufay." It's a terrible thing to be chashered someone who's a kasher, and someone who does gets punished bodily harm. V'kol kach lama, then why did they do this? They go through this whole rigmarig that they had to be choshesh because they were afraid that they would do like the tzedukin shlo yisakim ibachutz v'yachnis kederach shat tzedukin oisin. What the tzedukin would do is they would set up the ktoris on the outside of the kachay kadashim, and they would be machnis with the ktoris already burning, and they would not wait to put the ktoris on the eish inside the kachay kadashim as per the ratzon of the Chachmei Yisrael. Gemara continues, Tan Rabban, Maisi Bitzduki Echa, there was one Tzeduki, Shehiskin, Mibachutz, he already put the Ktoris on the fire on the outside, Vichnis, and he went inside, Yitzirasa HaYisameach Simcha Gedola, and he went out with a great Simcha, Pogoboy Oviv, his father met him, Amalai Bini, Afal Pishet Tzedukin Anu, Misyarin Anu Minaprushim, we're still afraid from the Prushim, don't be so confident and happy. Amarloi, the Tzduki said to his father, Kol yama yisi mitzar al-mikrazeh. I never understood the meaning of this pasuk. Kiba non era ala karpanos. That in a cloud, the Kohen should appear at the kaporas. Tzdukim understood that they should come in even beforehand in the cloud. Amarti, I said, Masa yavo li yadi v'akimen. When will I come to the time to fulfill it? Achshu shebo li yadi. Now that I have the opportunity, of course I'm besimcha that I was able to fulfill it. Amru, they said, On this Tzaduki, his days did not go long. Achimez, he died, and he was so denigrated, he was put into the garbage. And there were bugs that were coming out of his nose.
And some say that he was already afflicted and killed when he immediately came out of the Kachet Kachim. The Tani Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya taught, Kimin kol nishma ba'azara. There was a sound that would be heard in the Zara when there was a Kohen Gadol that was inappropriate, for example, this one. Sheba malach, because an angel will come, v'chavote alpanev, and hit him on his face. In other words, a malach, kaviyachol, attacked him for the chutzpah that he come into the Kachet Kachim, the way he did. V'nichnasu echav ha-kohanim, and the brothers Kohanim after went in after him. Umatsu kikaf regel egel ben ksafav, and saw an imprint as if there was a cow foot between his shoulders. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Yecheskel says, for agleim regel yishara v'chaf regleim kikaf regel egel. It's referring to this, that there are times HaKadosh Baruch Hu will smite them as if hit by a leg of a cow. Amar Zechariah ben Kabutel, Zechariah ben Kabutel reported that many times he had read for the Kohanim Gedolim from Sefer Daniel. We mentioned when we read that, Rav Nevin Sal's horror on that. The Gemara continues. Masni le Rav Chanan bar Rav Lechia bar Rav Kamedu Rav. Amar Rav Zechariah ben Kabutel. Umachu le Rav biyade Kabutel. And Rav, when quoting him, showed that it should be pronounced Kabutel, not Kabutel. V'neim alei Meimar. Why did he signal? He should have told them, Beferish, that you're pronouncing it the wrong way. Answers the Gemara, Kriyashma Avekari. The reason Rav did it that way is because he was reading Kriyashma. And you're not supposed to interrupt in Kriyashma, and therefore he signaled. Asks the Gemara, is that appropriate? V'chi Aigavna Mishari. Is it appropriate in such a case? For Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, didn't Rav Yitzchak Shmuel Bar Marta say, "Akaris Shema Lo Yirmez Beinav"? You're not even supposed to signal, not even with your eyes. Vol Yikrotz B'Sfasosav. He's not supposed to in any way signal with his lips. Vol Yoreh B'Sfasosav, not point with his fingers. V'Tanya Rabbi Lozer Chisma Omer Akaris Shema Murames Beinav Mekarv B'Sfasosav Umarez B'Sfasosav. If you do these above things, Olav Akasav. I mean, the pasuk in Yeshaya says very strong things. V'Loya Si Karasa Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't consider as if we called him. For lo I see Karasa Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't consider as if we called him if we were signaling at the same time. Question mark. Answers the Gemara. Lo kasha abeperek rishon abeperek sheni. It depends if we're in the first parasha of Kriyat Shema or the second. If we're talking about the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, then it's aser. In the second, you can. Tan Rabbanan v'dibarta bam. You shall speak in it, in Torah, all the time. V'lo b'tfila. You should do bam, but not during tefillah. V'dibarta bam, bam yesh lecha rishus l'daber v'lo b'dvarim acher. You have permission to speak in Torah, but not with other things. Rashi says, sichas hayiladim. To speak like children, an adult is not allowed to speak. V'dibarta bam, you're only allowed to speak in Torah, as well as kalos rosh. Parnas and other things are permissible. But it's mamish and iser to speak in sichas hayiladim and kalos rosh. Rabbi Acha Amar v'dibarta bam, aseo san keva v'al tasem arai. Make your Torah learning keva and not temporary. Amar Rava, hasach sichas chulin, somebody stam shmuzes, over ba'asei. He's over in aseh shenema v'dibarta bam. Bam v'lo b'dvar machir. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, over b'lav, kol advarim. Pasuk in Koheles says, yigeyim lo yuchal ish l'daber. Those things that are batel, a person should not speak. Daf Yutes is a long daf. We will stop over here. Be'ezer Hashem, I hope to record after I come back from yeshiva the halacha from the daily daf. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Yutes in Maseches Yuma.